After the Aceh earthquake, an organisation called the International Skills and Training Institute in Health, or ISTI, was established, and its goal was to provide training for health workers, principally in the Asia-Pacific region. It says that the founding members were Professors Michael Henderson and Bruce Robinson, but I have to acknowledge and honour Michael in this regard. It was all his idea and his vision, and it's his entrepreneurial skills that really set this thing up. I was the kind of medical slash scientific backup to help advise with regard to what sort of medical training would be necessary. So, for example, when we were contracted by DFAT to provide a disaster response training course in Aceh and also in back in Australia for Indonesians, I was the one who led those courses. But it was Michael's vision, and he deserves the recognition for having set this thing up. And its goal was to mobilise staff in the region and help to develop and support new and existing training programs in medicine, nursing and allied health, and to develop new programs in other regions. And it also developed a Volunteers for Health program, a joint initiative with the Western Australian Department of Health to facilitate placement of health professionals with international volunteering opportunities. Because of this, Michael and also myself, but again I emphasise Michael as the main person here, was awarded an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year award. I've enjoyed watching Michael do all of this and enjoyed learning from him, and I admire him a lot, and he's gone on to deliver such programs in Nepal and Myanmar. In these images, you can see the first one is about partnerships in training. Everything we do is done in partnership. We don't come in as the kind of white buana to tell them what to do. We only ever and continue to work with people in equal partnership to honour each of the partners, a bit like a marriage, if you like. Second picture is of Michael, him and I flying, I think, in a helicopter somewhere. Thirdly, talking about hospital training programs. One of the main early programs was done at the RSJM Hospital in Jakarta, probably the main hospital there, a centre called ICTEC, the Indonesian Clinical Training and Education Centre, and we've worked in collaboration with them. And the final picture is of us with some team members, and it's forming links with colleagues in Indonesia that has been a lot of fun and enables us to deliver these programs.